Let's go. You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to this week's Project Action on Podcast One. Jim Beaver here with another dose of the Anything Goes podcast. Guest this week, good friend of mine, Polaris Razor teammate RJ Anderson. This dude has been pinned during this pandemic, launching all kinds of content, staying busy, and having a hell of a lot of fun. So we're going to have RJ Anderson on the show today. Looking forward to catching up with RJ. It's been a minute since he's been on the show. So RJ Anderson, my guest today. Before we get to RJ, though, do want to thank you guys for tuning in. If you haven't already, please go over to Apple Podcasts, smash that subscribe button, and please leave a rating and or review. Those definitely help us out for everybody who's taking the time to do it. And, throwing it out there into outer space. But if you guys want to, leave your Twitter, Instagram username, when you do leave a review on iTunes and I see that, I will follow you on social media, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, or both. So if you want to follow from me, that's the easiest way to get it. Go and review over there on iTunes. And speaking of social media, check me out. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And, we've got this show. I've got my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. We've got All Things Awesome with Jonathan Coyle. Make sure and check out all those podcasts there on Apple Podcasts. So, thank you guys. I know a lot going on in the world today. I chimed in a little bit on it on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. If you want my thoughts, make sure and go over there, check it out. It's kind of the intro segment, but I don't want to dwell on that. I feel like there's so much negativity going on in the world today. With everything going on, with riots and social justice, and there's a lot there, and I don't want to dissect it on the show. I feel like we want to have some positivity. Not only that, we still got the pandemic going on, right? So I want to shift gears. I want to have a little positivity in the show. So we're not going to talk about that today. But those of you out there, just know we're thinking of you, and definitely be safe. So, moving forward, we do have some exciting news. Obviously, IndyCar coming up this next weekend. We got Supercross rolling out this weekend. NASCAR is back in action. We got a ton of motorsports finally to talk about, not only on this show, but on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. So hopefully we'll be able to get some athletes on and really just, kind of get back to some normalcy. I know this whole pandemic's kind of had every industry in the world kind of in a tailspin, and I feel like June is going to be the month we get back to normal. So looking forward to getting back to normal, that's for sure. But speaking of normal, somebody that's been normal on this show for years now are our good friends at BetOnline. And, there currently isn't any NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball, even though they've got some plans to start. But you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you would be wrong. Our exclusive partner, BetOnline, still has hundreds of events, games, and props to wager on. From their online casino to poker and blackjack, as they are bringing Vegas to you. Miss the NFL? No problem. BetOnline has daily live Madden NFL 20 simulations that you can wager on, and NASCAR is back. Yes, NASCAR is back in a big way. If you're into entertainment betting, you can still bet on Big Brother, stock prices, even the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. All of that happening 24 hours a day and all online from the comfort of your home or your mobile device. Visit the website or use your mobile device today. Join, and you're going to get a new welcome bonus from our friends at BetOnline, who is your online wagering solution. Make sure visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, BetOnline. You will get those best bonuses in the business, your free account, and you will use that promo code Podcast One. You'll get your sign up bonus. Visit betonline.ag. Don't forget, once again, promo code Podcast One, and you are going to get a sign up bonus. BetOnline, they are your online sportsbook experts. And, also got a couple of other coupon codes you just want to throw out there in outer space. You're looking for a discount over there at iRacing. That is right. Everybody's been sim racing. Esports is a big thing now, right? I'm involved in it. You want to be involved in it too? Well, you want to get in the game. You want to go racing with some of the best in the world. iRacing has you covered. Use the coupon code PR-JimBeaver. That's going to get you a 50% off discount when you sign up there at iRacing. And if you want to go rallying, yes, I'm heading up there in June to Dirtfish Rally School. Can't wait for that. that, if you want to head up there as well, I can get you 15% off any and all classes up there at Dirtfish. Just use the coupon code JimBeaver15, and it'll get you 15% off there at Dirtfish Rally School. So, you know, get dirt, get dirty up there at Dirtfish. Definitely a good way to spend your summer and blow off the rust in your driving skills you've been sitting home for the past couple of months. Anyways, yeah, shifting gears here. Let's try and get my boy RJ Anderson on the line. You know, and RJ, he's not only my Polaris Razor teammate, but he's also a good friend. We do a lot of events together because of Polaris. But I don't know, RJ, it's kind of crazy, man. You there for a while, you could almost been like a co-host on the show. But you were on air so much, and then I feel like now we've had this gap where we haven't had you on in a while. It's been a while, man.
Yeah, I would say a long time no see as well, man. It's been a while since we got to hang out and get into some shenanigans.
Well, yeah, I'm trying to even think back. Like, I don't know, maybe we ran into each other at the Mint or something. It's been a while, though. But speaking of shenanigans, dude, I gotta ask about the Anderson compound, what you guys got going up there, because, you know, I guess you guys were full of shenanigans up there, man. That was looked pretty wild, pretty loose.
Yeah, we got maybe a little out of hand this time, if that is such a thing. But yeah, we've always wanted to build a slip and slide out at our river compound, and it sounded like a good idea. You know, hey, let's build a slip and slide, no big deal, a couple days. Well, 2 weeks later, and a bunch of blood, sweat, and tears, we ended up having a pretty gnarly slide and quite the party at our river house during Memorial Day. So it was. I'm sure a lot of people follow shenanigans go down on social media, and I had people come from every which way, Havasu, Laughlin, to come check out the slide. So it was a pretty sight to see.
Yeah, well, and I was laughing because you said like slip and slide. I'm like, you guys built a damn ski jump, dude. let's give this thing justice. You're like very modest in the slip and slide. I'm like, no, dude, you built a ski jump, man.
Yeah, so yeah, it was about 40 feet tall from where you started, and the jump at the bottom was almost 9 feet tall, to put it into perspective. So Matt McCall from Trick Factory actually built the jump, so he's the one that kind of builds all the freestyle motocross ramps. So it was a serious ramp.
Yeah, well, here's my question to you is like you were saying, like, you know, that thing debuted and you had a lot of people there, and I'm like, man, I think everybody in the world now wants an invite to the Anderson compound. But my question is, how are you guys monitoring that thing when you're not there? Because I'm like, now everybody knows this thing's on the river. Like, you guys get, does it like fold up, roll away, or what? Because I got to think people are trying to do these bomb runs when nobody's there and sneak onto the slide, man.
Yeah, no, we took it all apart, and the ramp comes apart, and then we took all the stairs off the scaffolding and bolted the scaffolding up, so there's no tarp on it. So if you were to try to give it a run right now, you'd have some serious rug burn and not end up in the water. So we took it all apart because, yeah, just like you said, people are crazy these days and they want to have some fun. But yeah, we made everyone that came up sign some waivers, you know, just so didn't end up being their slide that same deal. But yeah, we tried to keep it as safe as possible, but sometimes fun and safe don't always go in the same conversation.
Yeah. So what was the biggest fail of the weekend? There had to have been one like standout complete and total fail on the slide.
I think there's two of us. Sam and me ended up getting the worst end of the stick, of course. At some point, I rode a floaty cell phone down 5 wide with some of my buddies, Ronnie, Doug McTagg, a couple other of my buddies. And we hit the bottom of the ramp so hard that we all fell off to the side. And one of the guys' weight landed on my ankle and just totally blew out my heel. So my fun was over pretty quick on the slide, and I'm still walking around with a limp trying to get my heel to recover. So there was a couple fails. I think one of my buddies came up from Havasu and hit it on a bike and did a double backflip, so that was probably the most successful jump of the weekend. But yeah, we had all kinds of trials and errors. It was pretty good.
Yeah, well, and, you know, all this is going on, and obviously, you know, right now we should be talking about short course season and things like that, and obviously we're not talking about that because this whole pandemic going on. But I know I was talking with somebody the other day, and there's been some people stay busy during this. I think I've stayed pretty busy. I mean, you and Ronnie definitely have, you know, and there's a few others, you know, and you guys dropped this video. I know, you know, we've got a mutual friend, Dana Creech, and Dana's been trying to get me up to his property forever, and I just haven't made it up there. And
It's always looked amazing, and he texts me pictures and things like that. You and Ronnie went up there, filmed your video. Dude, like, that place I wanted to go to for so long, now I see you guys there, and I'm like, man, I really have to get up there. I mean, it's just kind of one of those, like, it's one of the only places in the country where you could actually film a video like you did with those rolling hills and the big, like, natural terrain jumps. I mean, that had to have been really fun, man.
Yeah, I mean, he honestly built what we called it Disneyland on dirt. I mean, it was insane. I think he had 180 acres up there, and it's all just natural rolling terrain hills. And it's just anything can be your landing. You know, you just have to put somewhat of a lip in the side of the hill. And he's just built the ultimate playground, and it was built for dirt bikes. You know, Dana Kreese, he came from first the quad scene or dirt bike and quad scene. And then he got into some UTV things, and he's been around the OG in this world. And, obviously involved in the Terracross thing that we did. And so he's very talented on everything he does, you know, whether it's, you know, freestyle on a quad or racing dirt bikes or racing razors or building tracks for razors. He's really diversified and he's really talented. And I've talked to him forever about going up there, but the prime time for up at his place, because he's up in Northern California, is, you know, he's got to get some rain to get the hills looking that green. So kind of March is his sweet spot on, you know, once the hills are that really bright green, but it's not raining enough to have some mud up there. So, you know how March goes. It's the Mint 400. It's the opening of short course for me. It's, you know, everything's starting to go wide open. So I've never been able to link up with him. And this year, with obviously the first round getting canceled and the pandemic hitting, it's like there's a window here. And in about 3 days, I was able to put a crew together and head up there for 2 days of filming. And I didn't really have it planned. So I just, you know, funded it out of my own pocket, knowing that, you know, we got to get some content out there no matter what. And I'm glad we did. It was a haul. He's way, way up there, way in the middle of nowhere. But I think the video turned out pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I thought it was pretty rad, too. You got the airplane in the mix and everything else. Like, yeah, if you guys planned that on only a couple days' notice, like, I got to say, man, I could only imagine if you had a month to plan that thing out, because that video was really rad. I like videos like that that's really scenic, you know what I mean? Like, to me, there was just those big, long, flowing hits, drone footage. Like, I don't know, just kind of it had a different feel than, you know, one of these highlight clip videos or something like that, you know?
Yeah, and I didn't want to give it that high energy, you know, with techno type, you know, go big type feel. While we still had some big hits in there, I wanted that old school free ride motocross feel, you know, where it's like, you know, longer drawn out clips, and I wanted people to look at it and be like, damn, that looks like so much fun, you know. I didn't want people to look at it and be like, holy cow, that was a huge jump. I wanted people to be like, damn, I want to go there. I want to ride. I want to get in my razor, and I want to do that, you know. And that was kind of the vibe that we were trying to go for, and we just planned it on the drive up there. It was a 10-hour drive, so just kind of talked to the guys on what we wanted to do, and we were listening to the songs, you know, in the car, trying to plan on what kind of feel we wanted to give it. And to be honest, the airplane was 100% an accident. We were there scouting it the day we got there and getting ready to film the next day, and one of Dana's buddies just literally buzzed the tower in his plane, and we flagged him down in Atlanta, and we're like, hey, will you be here tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, I could probably stop by. So we're in the middle of doing a scene, and he happened to fly by, and it ended up working perfect.
That's awesome. Well, and I think, you know, there's something with what you said, and I completely agree with you. I feel like now you look at content, you look at social, you look at what, you know, XP1Ks are, and they've been amazing, you know, that you were a part of, and Ken Block with the Gymkhanas and things like that. And it's like, it's all this high energy, quick hits, you know, and now everything's set up where you can have these viral 10-second clips, you know, like, you know, and they just re-air on a loop. You know what I mean? And yeah. I feel like we've lost touch with, like you said, like the old school terra firmas and stuff like that, where it was just old flowing, you know, jumps and things like that. And I never really looked at it that way, but this does have an old school feel. And I feel like maybe we've lost touch with some of that, because I don't think you always have to have these crazy 150-foot hits. And, you know, you're talking freestyle where it's backflips and this and that. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, this, you know, the scenery and you know, I guess the cinematics of something like you just put out, you know, and obviously, you know, if you had more time, it could have even been more refined, but I feel like we've lost touch with that. You know, not everything has to be like, you know what I mean, this instant gratification.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. You know, like the X1Ks and the Ken Block Gymkhanas, I don't think anyone can even grasp how much money and time goes into those things, you know, the pre-planning, the production, the post-planning, you know. I mean, we had more money going to scout locations than I even put into this last video we did, you know. So it's those videos are so much work, and obviously they turn out great. You know, all the agencies do great work. Robbie Madison has some great stuff. But there's money and stuff into that. It's crazy. And I just wanted something that's like, hey, you know, we're not putting a bunch of money into this, but we just want that good vibe, feel good, you know, like, yeah, we're not setting any records. We're not doing anything that people are like blowing their minds, because you can only do that so many times, you know? And I think people see that X2MK got to that for me. It's like, I did four of them. People are like, okay, what's next? What's next? And I'm like, I mean, it's a razor. Like, we're pushing the boundaries, but you can't just double kick flip and 360 and do something crazy every time. You know, there's a bunch of money that goes into these stunts and time and risk, and people want to see it. And I know they're glued to their phones. And so we just wanted to give them something to enjoy and just be like, man, that looks fun.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's, you know, even talking with Ken and, you know, and he got to a point with Gymkhana where it was a yearly thing, and then it became like a bi-yearly thing. And then, you know, I've talked with him quite a bit, and he goes, these things are getting ridiculously hard to do, because he's like, you know, we've taken over Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dubai. He's like, you know, what's left, you know? And I think obviously we just saw with him, now he's got Pastrana, who's going to carry the torch, at least for a video, or, you know, so it gives him a little bit of a breather and lets Trav do his thing. But I feel like XP1K is the same thing. And, you know, you talk about, like, you know, skateboard videos. Well, those guys, I know how the way that works. They can go and, you know, they can try kickflip, you know, 30 different times, and, you know, all of a sudden they get that one take, you know, where they land it, and that's the clip that makes the video. You know, XP1K, you can't try a hit 30 times to get it right, dude, because you just can't yard sale 30 razors, you know?
Exactly the truth right there.
And we're going to have more with RJ Anderson, but I have to chime in here and tell you about another one of our amazing partners here on Project Action on Podcast One, our good friends at Geico. And, you know, we're apart these days. We're sharing more. And Geico would just like to say thank you. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your do-it-yourself haircut fails. And thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share in the fun too. With a Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts for your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. And thanks to Geico for being a big partner here on Project Action on Podcast One. They've been with me for a very, very long time. And now it's time to jump back into this interview with RJ Anderson. Welcome back to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Rager. We're doing Razors now. Razor Studios. Brett Karp sitting there listening in going, what the heck? We're Polaris Ragers? Rangers? I don't know. Razor. But RJ, man, I know normally right now we would be talking about short course. I know things kind of getting pushed back. I don't know. What's going on at your guys' shop? I mean, you got to have a bunch of antsy guys. You know, I know what works has kind of gone back a little bit to running some. I mean, but, you know, I know Crannon now just got pushed back. And, you know, I know you guys were going to go to June Crannon. That was going to – so I guess, like, what are we looking at? Reno, the end of July? Are you guys going to try and go to ERX or something like that?
Yeah, you know, I would love to go to ERX. It's just kind of hard to fit into our schedule, you know. So, right now that is our first is the end of July, which is Lucas and Reno. So that's still, I mean, from right now, that's basically 2 months out. So we you know, this break in the beginning was kind of nice. We were able to get caught up with some stuff around the shop, do some projects that we've been wanting to do some little bit of side work. And now it's like, we were expecting to be back racing right now. You know, it's like, okay, we'll deal with it. And I don't think anyone projected it was going to go on, you know, like it has. So I'm kind of in a little bit of a regrouping phase, you know, doing a little bit of things just to pass the time. Everyone's kind of going through the same thing. I've actually heard a lot of companies are doing really well through this time, so that's good to hear. But there's also some of my sponsors that aren't doing so well through this time, and it just trickles down, you know. So we're getting through. There's not much you can do but put your big boy pants on and keep on keeping on, you know. So we got some cool projects in the works. it's obviously based on, you know, whether the sponsors and everyone can keep funding the program. But man, it's crazy times, and it's not something you can plan for. It's just something that you got to adapt as the days come, you know, and that's what we're trying to do right now.
Yeah, well, and talking about that, I mean, you definitely want to get rested up, because once things resume, man, I mean, I'm looking at especially talking October and September, but I mean, starting about July, I mean, it's a bender. But, you know, July, the end of July, August, September, October, even into November, man, it's going to be a grueling 3 months for us in off-road, whether you're talking desert, UTVs, short course. Man, it's like every single weekend there's some big event.
Yeah, and I was talking to some promoters and some racers and stuff, and they're like, people are starting to get frustrated on, like, oh, I can't believe, I think it's in October. So it's the UTV Trail Hero event, Lucas Oil at Glen Helen, UT World Championship, and NORA. And they're all on the same weekend in October. And a racer was talking to me and like, I can't believe they all plan on the same weekend. And I'm like, look, this is only going to keep happening. We're taking 4 months of not doing anything, and now we got to all book it on top of a schedule that, I don't know about you, Jim, but my September, October every year is something every single weekend. Mm-hmm. And now we have to fill 4 months of doing nothing into that schedule that we already were jam packed. So yeah, like you were saying, this September, October, and now it's going to carry into November, is just going to be wide open.
Yeah, you know, and I, there's still a lot of unknowns too, like with trade shows. I've heard a lot of them getting canceled. Obviously, none in the off-road world had, and how like social distancing will come into play, especially even like stands and things like that. Like I know Crandon, they were talking about. I was talking with them, and they were talking about, you know, that grass hill. Like they're gonna have to put in rings in the grass, you know, like big white circles, and each family has like a big white circle. Things like that, you know. And I'm like, I didn't even think about that, but I'm like, you know, even when we go back to racing, I think it's gonna be totally different than what we're used to. But I don't know, I'm probably in the same boat as you though, dude. It's so weird for me to have slept in my own bed for this long straight. I'm like, I'm ready to get back on the road, you know.
I think I was home for 6 or 7 weekends last year. So 2019 I was home for 6 or 7 weekends, and now to be home for 12 straight is like, I don't even know. You know, like it's weird to get stuff done at my house, and all the little projects are all finished up, you know? And so it's definitely not something I'm used to, but I think everyone's just having to adapt. And like you said, we still don't know, you know, the trade shows, all that stuff, we have them on our calendars, but I think no one really knows. I know being from California, we're kind of like our own country out here, and who knows how we're going to ever open back up, you know? And I know things are probably going to maybe forever be different for us. So it's just one of those things that we're all going to have to adapt and just make the best of it.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask, I know your brother's been really into the sim racing, and Ronnie's getting like bad fast in a sim rig. I know you built out one for yourself, and you told me, you're like, oh, I'm going to let the guys in the shop play with it a little bit. You've been jumping in the sim at all, trying to get some laps in, or is this one of those where Ronnie's got a leg up on you and you're like, hell no, I don't want to go to a race because Ronnie's going to beat me?
No one in the shop can even touch Ronnie. So, yeah, I still got a ways to go, and it's one of those things that the sim racing is really cool. A lot of people really tell me like, oh, it's not realistic, and obviously it's never going to 100% replicate the real thing, but how close it actually is to the real life racing is pretty freaking rad. So the guys at the shop enjoy it. You know, I have it set up right so people come in, UPS man, whatever, like, hey, try to burn a lap, you know, and no one can believe how hard it actually is to get around. So yeah, at the time, I got one. I enjoy it. I hop on it. I'm still not even close to Ronnie. So until I can get somewhat close to Ronnie, then maybe I'll bring it home and enter some of your guys' races. But for now, I'm just the guy that's out of control in the back.
Yeah. Well, we've got a race that we're working on, and so I've had you know, Pastrana, Rossi, Biffle, Toby Price has been texting me, and everybody wants to do they love doing the races, but they're like, we don't want to race against the off road kids and the sim kids who are really good. We want to do like our own race. They're like, well, you put it on so because they're all probably about the same skill level as you, like they enjoy doing it, but they don't want to get their butt kicked. So we got a race we're working on in July, maybe like early July, where it's going to be like all those guys, you know what I mean, and it'll be like everybody's about the same skill level. So we'll get you in on that one, dude, and that way you can just yard sale it with Toby Price and Pastrana and the boys and just talk trash.
Okay, I'm in for that one. Yeah, they're probably on the same boat. It's fun to do, but it's hard. I mean, you got to put some time in. You know, Ronnie's like, dang, this is hard. And when the racing thing started, you know, happened for the Sims, he put some time in and made it work. You know, with setups and all that stuff. So you just like anything, if you want to be good at it, you got to put the time in.
Yeah. For sure. So, you know, other than that, what do you got planned this year? I mean, I'm sure you probably got some pretty wild UTV Razor builds coming out for trade show season. You know, other than that, I mean, I know we've been seeing you in the desert. How's that been going? We're going to see you some more Best in the Desert rounds this year too.
Yeah. So, I'm teamed up with Adam Lund in a 6100 in the desert, and I enjoy doing that. So it's fun here. He just texted me yesterday that he's doing a Silver State 300. So I might go out there and join him for that. Like I was saying earlier, I got some stuff now at the shop. I'm trying to regroup and kind of, you know, refocus. So I got to make sure things are going good here before I can jet off and do that kind of stuff. So things are going good here. I'll be out at the Silver State with him. If not, for sure, Vegas Torino, doing that with him. So, yeah, I'll still be in the desert a couple times this year. We were talking about doing the 500, and I'm bummed now that all this going down and the borders kind of being a little shaky. He's never gone to Mexico before, so he's a little on the fence about taking all the stuff down there. So it doesn't look like we'll be racing the 500, unfortunately, but I love going down there. So I think I might take one of my, I'm building a new Pro XP 4, little pre-runner that I was planning on using for the 500. So I might just take it down there, hang out, watch some racing, eat some tacos and kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, man. I think a weekend in Mexico right now sounds about good for just about anybody. So,
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, how about your rowdy ass street truck build you got in the shop there? You guys had time to wrench on that thing at all?
Yeah, so we haven't really in the off season. My guys have got quite a bit done on it, and then when the whole shutdown happened, we were still kind of focusing on, hey, let's make sure all the race cars are good to go. You know, get some side work going through the shop to keep the power on in here, but. Now that we're kind of calming down, I think this next month, June, we're going to hit it pretty hard. So hopefully June, July, we get some really good progress. And my goal was to have it done for SEMA, and then all the thrash happens with race season. You're like, oh, you know, this is a long shot. But I think I might be back on track to get it there now, which is pretty exciting.
Nice. Well, RJ, man, it's always always a pleasure having you on the show, buddy. I appreciate you taking the time. You know, obviously, you know, hopefully be safe, and, you know, we'll see you out the racetrack, and hopefully, I don't know, I'm hearing maybe we got some fun stuff happening with Polaris later on this year. So hopefully we get to catch up one of those events or something.
Yep, sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for the time, Jim.
All right, good times with RJ Anderson. Big thanks to him for being my guest this week on the show. Thanks to all you guys for tuning in. Once again, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Hit that subscribe button. We're also on Spotify, as well as everywhere you get your favorite podcast, Down and Dirty Radio Show, All Things Awesome, my other shows. You can check those out as well. Thank you guys for continuing to support us and keep grinding away. Be safe out there. And a big thanks to all of our amazing partners, our good friends at Geico. And don't forget, learn more about Geico's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback. And don't forget to visit betonline.ag. And don't forget that promo code podcast1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Thanks to all of you for continuing to support the show. Once again, man, Down and Dirty Radio Show, we got a lot cranking over there. Check us out on Apple Podcasts. More importantly, though, Sirius XM. We are on Sirius XM Sundays, Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, 10 a.m. Pacific. Check us out. Always cranking out the new content and the bangers over there. If you got any guest suggestions or topics you want me to hit on here on Project Action, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media, all channels of social media. Always got a lot of stuff happening over there. So thank you guys once again. I'm going to sign off for this week, and hopefully you guys are safe, we'll see you next time right here on Project Action on Podcast One.
Hey, 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 this is NFL Hall of Famer Ray Lewis. I'm excited to announce the launch of my new podcast, Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast. I'll be talking with friends, family members, old teammates, athletes, celebrities, moguls, and guess what? I'll be talking to you. Listen, this is all in the search for everyday greatness. So I'm asking you to come along with me on this ride. Download new episodes of Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast, every Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on PodcastOne.com. It's not what you have, it's what's inside of you that actually inspires greatness.